It sounds like being a mother has really affected your view of the environment.
It has. That's exactly when I started getting into this, was shortly after my daughter was born. I always hated waste. I have to say that preceded becoming a mom. Just, I have this waste prevention gene. Always bothered me, even as a kid, to see, children throwing away their lunches. You know, go figure. It's a strange thing. I wish more people had this gene, but I had just had a sensitivity to waste. And it was really, complaining to my husband as we became, new parents, all the junk mail and, all the water that's being wasted and wire hangers being thrown away. Some of this happening in my own home, mind you. My husband was otherwise pretty enlightened, lawyer from New York who apparently hadn't been through as many droughts as I had growing up in California, would shave and the water would run for 30, 40 seconds and I would, and it was in sort of training him, brainwashing him, as he says, and one day I caught him trying to throw out a shopping bag full of wire hangers. Horrors. You know, he's the lawyer in the family. I'm on the radio, so I don't need much dry cleaning done. So he would take it to the cleaners. When he got too many hangers, just throw them away. I said, they have to go mine more ore to make more metal hangers that carried home a clean shirt or dress for 5 minutes. You know, this is crazy. Find the dry cleaners that will take them back. So he said, you've brainwashed me. I call it educating. He said, brainwashed me. He said, but I'm only one guy. It's a big landfill. It's a big planet. Spread the guilt, Betsy. Use your job. At the time, I was a news reporter and anchor on CBS Radio in San Francisco and had been the same for the network, and I was getting a little disillusioned with the news of the day. Didn't seem to add up to more than a pile of garbage sometimes, and it was getting pretty depressing. So he said, go be the Martha Stewart of garbage. So that's really how it started. And, yes, it was about the time I became a mother.
Do you think mothers have more of a sense of duty or should have more of a sense of duty?
Very good question. Not only do I think that we should, it's strange how we don't. I mean, we would if we had the dots connected for us more as a culture. But I also have a campaign around mothers called Don't Be Fueled, Mothers for Clean and Safe Vehicles. It's a grassroots effort to raise awareness among, quote, soccer moms, but all of us, about the need for more fuel-efficient vehicles. When you consider that every gallon of gas burns 20 pounds of carbon dioxide, I used to drive an SUV before I knew better. I got 15 miles per gallon. I get 45 miles per gallon on my Toyota Prius hybrid car. That makes a big difference, not to mention, that it's fueling our, need to be at war and terrorism, our addiction to oil. So we are trying to galvanize moms, and I'm trying to do more public speaking to mothers' groups, connecting the dots, so beginning with fuel efficiency, but taking it, if you will, on the road to, show that all of the choices we make as citizens, as communities, as a country, are going to most impact our children. And if parents don't get it and don't care, I give up on us, then maybe we do deserve to go downhill. How can we say to our kids, we trashed the planet, we were aware of it, and we just look the other way because we're such wasteful, over-consuming people, and it's not necessary. So, yes, if my radio show ended tomorrow, I think I'd like to go across the country speaking to mothers and galvanizing them.
Anything you want to add about the upcoming event?
Yeah, it's also going to be fun. There's going to be everything from the glamorous to the gritty. On the glamorous side, there's going to be some eco-chic fashion shows and art shows, and they're expecting hundreds of people for that Green Cities Brown Folks rally. And it's going to be, someone said, a green orgy, a combination of Earth Day and the Olympics. So EcoTalk is very excited about this. And I got to take my vitamins to get to every event I want to. And they're going to have, a lot of symposiums on the growth of organics, not just in food, but organic flowers. Who knew that flowers are just laden with pesticides and that, something as beautiful as a cut flower is actually not such a benign, pretty thing. So in cleaner car technology, there's going to be a lot of exhibitions of fuel cell vehicles and people talking about, is it hydrogen hype or are we really going to see hydrogen vehicles in the near future? Our governor, Arnold, would have you think that, he's going to build the hydrogen highway next year. Well, it's not quite that simple. So I think there's going to be a lot of separating the fact from the fiction, but also a lot of excitement about what is possible.
And how can people get involved?
Thank you for mentioning that. There's a website. People can get all of the events. There's a rundown on literally every day. The website is www.wed2005.org. Should mention that all of the activities are open to the public. They're all free. A couple of private events like the dinner with Al Gore are not open to the public, but I'd say 98% of them are. And really going to be interesting, exciting, motivating, and hopefully will be sort of a watershed event. We really need to turn the corner, as I say, turn the eco tide. And this event really has the opportunity to galvanize more people. And hopefully the national press will be here and covering it, and not just covering the fact that Deep Throat, you know, may have been identified, because that's what usually happens to, you know, on the 30th anniversary of Earth Day. Ilian Gonzalez was, you know, released back to his family or something, and that stole the news of the day. So all these, you know, specials that were planned around this anniversary of Earth Day on CNN and other places just got bumped, and that's so typical, you know, because it's the short-term breaking story always taking precedent over the longer-term issues that are going to have much, much bigger impact on all of us.
EcoTalk airs on Sundays from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for listening to Behind the Scenes with Air America Radio.